Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to be pale. It's like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission, to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smellwood, an international call.
Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite Night.
Interface complete.
Know you up in this bitch. All right, check this out, dude. Due to the fact that Blog Talk Radio has fucked up the first half of your show, you know what I'm saying? We are into the second half. Yeah, thanks for nothing, goddammit. That applies to Blog Talk Radio, too, for nothing. Shit. But we're talking about this is like a continuation from yesterday's show. Last 30 minutes of the show, we started getting into talking about We Won't Fly, which is from WeWon'tFly.com, which is one website set up just to bring attention to, you know, a growing problem that's happening to be in the news, that's catching major headlines. And this is all for you folks out there flying around for the holidays, you know what I'm saying, getting ready to go state to state to state. You know what I'm saying? You need to be prepared for what you about to, you know what I'm saying, come into. They have some new techniques set up for you. You know what I'm saying? Now that they've blamed a fucking so-called Nigerian man that came here to, flying to Detroit with explosives on. Man, what the fuck ever, man? That's some bullshit, people. All right? For every fucking action, there's got to be obviously an equal reaction. So the only way you can get a reaction is to motherfucking drum up an action. Okay, so all that fucking bullshit talking about motherfuckers want to, you know, come over here. These bitches want to get over here to the United States. But it ain't to blow a motherfucking thing up. I mean, that's just asinine, you know what I'm saying? To even think that the people would waste their fucking time and want to get on a goddamn plane full of dynamite and not be nervous. You know what I'm saying? Come on, people. And then y'all let them fly from all the way from Nigeria. Hey, no fucking way. You know what I'm saying? Where you pulling? Where the dogs at? The bomb sniffing dogs and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It should be certain things, especially coming from that country. You know what I'm saying? Already set up in place. You know what I'm saying? I can't believe that shit. I can't even go for it. Not even been entertaining the thought. But because of that so-called incident and other incidents where the so-called shoe bomber and all this old stupid shit that they keep fucking coming up with. They implemented full body image scanners that are at most airports now. You know what I'm saying? Basically, probably on a trial basis, or it should be only like major airports right now. But they have these full body scanners that really putting people at health. And I read some of the health risks yesterday. And I'm going to go back through and cover some more of the health risks and things that you can do and can't or shouldn't do, you know what I'm saying, while traveling through the airport. November 24th, day before Thanksgiving, is National Opt-Out Day to fly. You know what I'm saying? If you can find another means to to travel, you know what I'm saying, do that. You got bus, train, or plane, which, you know what I'm saying, 9 times out of 10, unless you're going to Hawaii or somewhere like that, you know, you wouldn't, you know what I'm saying, you'll probably find it a little difficult to accomplish. But if you're going state to state, you know what I'm saying, you got buses, trains, and everybody else that, you know, if you plan ahead, you can even get a cheap train ticket. I would definitely push for the train over a bus or a boat. But, you know, if you got to take either one of those routes, it is available. So, go ahead and be the angel. Up in here, what's happening, Miss Heavenly Angel?
It's happening, man.
So,
I'm not flying.
You're not flying, or you flying?
I'm not flying.
Oh, you got friends that's flying?
Not this year. Oh. Or family, yeah. They're not coming.
Oh, okay, you won't have family flying in or anything?
No, but I mean, I wonder how many people are not going to fly because of the scan.
Well, right now, according to the website, it's almost 10,000.
Wow, that's a good number.
Yeah, so that's, you know what I'm saying, and go on it and check the latest stats. And I will encourage everybody to sign up, even if you ain't planning on flying, sign up. And help out is wewontfly.com, WEWONTFLY, wewontfly.com. Go on there and check out videos so far. They've had over 2,000 tweets, 13,000 likes on Facebook, and let's see how many people signed up so far. Over 10,807 people right now via Facebook. All right, that's what I'm talking about.
That's a good number.
Let's see what it says. They who can give up essential liberties, obtain a little temporary safety, deserve neither liberty nor safety. That's a quote from Benjamin Franklin. Over the close, guest posts from sexual molestation over the close of people are not. Okay. What is this? Don't touch my junk. Well, you got yeah, they got one. They don't touch my junk. That comes from, who is this? This is an actual tweet. I don't know what they're. It's just a tweet. People on here just hitting up different Twitter things. Guest post from sexual assault survivor molestation over the clothes of people. What the hell? Let me click on one of these tweets real quick, see what they're talking about. Popular tweet, people. It says, guest post from sexual assault survivor, molestation over the clothes of people is not acceptable. The following is a guest post by Sean D., a We Won't Fly reader and survivor of sexual assault. As Newsweek and Therapy Soup have mentioned, this new TSA security theater can be especially traumatizing for survivors of sexual assault. To properly write an op-ed regarding the never spoken of insensitivity and depravity of the TSA palm and finger fondle security group, I must at least gloss over my story. I was 17 with a crush, a virgin. He was older. You know how the story should have gone. It did not go that way. And that was all she wrote. There are millions of stories just like mine. The only difference is in the details. There's no way of knowing because not many at all ever reported to a government agency. This unknown number of people are going through unnecessary open-palmed, fingers groping, fill-ups, breasts, buttocks, your testicles, you name it. The gravity of sex crime is such that it often takes people years to even say the word assault or rape. Normally after trauma, car accident, death of a loved one, groping of a goddamn Catholic priest. Oh, my bad, did I say that? Yeah, that wasn't really in there, people, but that should have been in there. And then the sexual sins come back to haunt them. Many triggers cause the victim to feel all of a sudden out of control like they did while they were being abused. This leads to, in varying degrees, panic attacks. For example, high blood pressure, sweating, nausea, diarrhea, inability to concentrate, absolute fidgetiness, non-functioning, and etc. Now, all of those symptoms, to me, that would be describing a motherfucking terrorist that's coming to bomb something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But in actuality, you know, these are people that have just suffered from, you know what I'm saying, past abuses. So, but then you put them in the same limelight as symptoms or things to look out for, you know what I'm saying, when identifying a terrorist. And I guarantee you some of those symptoms, sweating, nausea, inability to concentrate, fidgetiness, non-functioning, you know what I'm saying? All those, at least those three, I wouldn't say the diarrhea or the high blood pressure, but the other ones, you know what I'm saying, would fit into the same so-called characteristics of a terrorist. Many assault victims suffer when their memories are triggered, especially by inappropriate touch by a person perceived by the past victim to be in a place of power. There are pretty universal triggers for the onset of these symptoms, although individuals do vary. This one, however, goes for everybody. Being fondled by someone in the areas you were always taught that were bad touch spots by a person in power, or power being key, breast twist, buttocks felt up, and yes, your pants pulled up until they can reach your crotch, down your inner thighs, you get the picture. Molestation over the clothes of people, past victims or not, is not acceptable. If you were not wearing a TSA badge, you would be in prison. Every time a TSA agent utilizes the new pat-downs, they are creating more and more victims. No one deserves to have their dignity taken away, behind a curtain or not. Don't we have the right to unlawful search and seizure? Since when has anyone in this country been okay with one person touching another, especially in places we are taught since childhood are bad touches? Where is the hollering about this? Do we not have any dignity left to let a complete stranger do to you everything but penetrate? When is enough? When you have compassion for those that have terrible sexual experiences, not to mention all the people who have not been victimized, but are having to shred every bit of dignity to get on your monopolized fly bus. TSA officials, you should be ashamed of yourselves for just doing your job. Something is very, very wrong here. People, speak up. You need your voice now. And there is so much more to the TSA issue, and this is just the beginning of my rail against the TSA, and let this be just the focus. Now, that was a reader that actually, decided to leave a little comment on the We Won't Fly website. So you can also go and check that out. What I want to do is see if there's some contact information on. We can complain to the government, protest to the airlines. Okay, how can you do that? Create a video saying why you won't fly. Organize, participate national opt-out day, and I will be participating. My plan is to be in Tampa International Airport on November 24th, and that's why I should. They got free Wi-Fi, so it shouldn't be a problem with the internet connection. And then I'll set up the webcam. You know what I'm saying? And if I can sit by people that are actually, participating in it, you know what I'm saying, that will be the focus of the show. You see, we can pull those guys on the camera and stuff like that and on the show and actually talk to them. If not, we're just going to do what we do, you know what I'm saying, and sit up there and make our presence known, at least till somebody reports us and kicks us the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? But all that will be live on the webcam, so fuck it. You know what I'm saying? That's coming up on the 24th. That's my plans.
Day.
Yeah, let's see. Report your experience to Epic. Who the hell is Epic? Epic body scanner incident report.
Can you link that in the chat, please?
What the hell is this? Epic.org. I don't know what that is. Epic body org. That's an incident report, but I thought it was a phone number. I'm actually looking for a phone number. But you can actually go here, epic.epic.org, defend privacy now. You can also donate. All you do is select the airport. You have everything from Albuquerque International. Let me see if Tampa International Airport is on there. I'm going to go ahead and fill mine out. What date? Let's see, November 24th, 2010, fuck it, 9 a.m., I guess. Well, not 12 p.m. 12 p.m., 23, 32, other religion, gender, male, admits I'm mixed race. DJ smells so motherfucking good. God damn it. Fucking right. WDGE Radio. gmail.com. I'm signing up, people. I know y'all wondering, like, what the fuck's going on. I'm trying to get signed up. What subject, where are you subject to? Magnometer, metal detector, body scanner, pat down, with the back of the hand, or front of the hand, or other. Other. I'm just, approximately how long it take you to complete the screening. Well, actually, this ain't for me then, because I haven't went through the body scanner yet, so I ain't even went through an illegal pat down yet, so that.
But it goes down further and it talks about the pat down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I haven't actually, you know, witnessed that yet, though. So, you know, what I want to do on the 24th is actually sit, you know what I'm saying, in an airport. And let me see if I can contact Tampa International and see what the hell.
Well, I know they have females checking females and males checking males.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They got to do that. They ain't going to go that far, you know what I'm saying, even though. You know what I'm saying? I got damn. Yeah, well, that too. But that's what they were saying. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got transgender, since y'all want to give them that faggot ass name. You know what I'm saying? A faggot is a motherfucking faggot. If you like women, you're a fucking dyke. If you like motherfucking men, you're a motherfucking faggot. So they in every goddamn aspect of the workforce. You know what I'm saying? So to be subject to that. And for motherfuckers, if, you know what I'm saying, to do that, and now you have to voluntarily, you know what I'm saying, be subjected to that, yeah, that's some bullshit. You know, that's some absolute bullshit. This is for people out there traveling, how to opt out. Say, and don't even play around. Don't even fucking play around with these people. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you share it with your friends, family. Say, I opt out. Be motherfucking straight up. Be professional. And just straight up, I opt out. No, I don't want to do it. Don't be like, oh, no, I don't feel like. I opt out. That is the official. That's all you have to fucking say. You say anything else, yeah, they can give you some grief. You don't say shit else. I opt out. That's it. And keep it fucking moving. When and if a TSA agent directs you to a full body x-ray scanner, tell them, I opt out. Be prepared for screaming, intimidation, and groping. Don't let the TSA agents move you into a back room. Keep an eye on your property and stand your ground, and let every individual see how the TSA is treating peaceful travelers. And what we need is people up there with cameras right about now actually filming the shit going on. That is really what we need. Grassroots airline boycott effort We Won't Fly is organizing mass x-ray scanner opt-outs at airports around the nation. A national opt-out of the Airport Scanners Day, November 24th, in order to highlight the health and privacy dangers of the Transportation Security Administration's TSA Backscatter X-ray airport scanners. So if you have to fly on November 24th, just opt out of the porno scanners for your own health and privacy. Just say, I opt out. Tell your friends, family, and community so they know how to protect themselves. And be prepared for delays and intimate TSA groping, but at least your skin and eyes will be safe. And if you're not flying on November 24th, tell your friends, family, and community members who are flying to opt out. Tell them why. You know, organize meetups, which I'm doing at your local airport, whether it has scanners yet or not, to educate travelers about their rights and the risk of the new invasive technology. You know, get your meetup on your map, and I will be doing that. Here is one excellent downloadable flyer called You Have the Right, and you got more coming soon. I will be marking myself, added to the map. Yeah, I want to add myself to the map. The goal of the National Opt-Out Day is to educate the traveling public about airport porno scanners and the new enhanced pat down or TSA groping. Two is to force positive change on the TSA, you know what I'm saying? Also, three is to show the airlines, our consumers, power so that they will lobby the government on our behalf to get the porno scanners removed. The government has failed us. We're taking our message of individual privacy and respect for the health to the airlines and the public, which you have to do because they're one of the biggest markets. You know what I'm saying? Even though if we stop driving around, that'll hurt their ass even more, too. You know what I'm saying? But, man, this is crazy. Let's see. You can also email directly at george.donnelly@gmail.com. And hablamos español. So they speak Spanish. If you need Spanish translations for all the Spanish speakers out there, so you know what I'm saying? Coming from Mexico, you need to make sure you tell your family, you know what I'm saying? Hey, opt out or do something. God damn it. All right, my name is required. And my email. Okay. And for international. I'm having a Tampa International Airport sit-in. Yeah, there we go. Airport sit-in. And I gotta write a little brief story, so let me do something real quick. Let me play a little Shelly K while I write my little story up, you know what I'm saying? Get it on, you know. And I'll write back at you, people.
you're dancing to this music and trying to figure out these lyrics. Meanwhile, you're drinking and having fun. Watch out,
the revolution
a come.
Revolution come.
Better be a part of this solution. This might be the final confrontation. Better awake to this reality. This is no time to lose your sanity. Cause by the ballot or the bullet, by the Bible or the gun, any which way, freedom must come. By the ballot or the bullet, by the Bible or the gun, any which way, freedom must come. Killing the children in sweater, turning El Salvador in a one big ghetto, dumping waste on sea and land, building up arsenal of nuclear weapons, oppressing the Asians, bombing in Iran, troops in Afghanistan. There must be a solution, a revolution, by the ballot or the bullet, by the Bible or the gun. Any which way, freedom must come, by the ballot or the bullet, by the Bible or the gun. Any which way, freedom must come. Now you kill I today, you can't kill I tomorrow. Today for you, tomorrow you're in sorrow. Revolution for the poor, a change must come. Either by the Bible or by the gun, a change must come, a change must come. By the ballot or the bullet, by the Bible or the gun, any which way, freedom must come. By the ballot or the bullet, by the Bible or the gun, any which way, freedom must come.
Drug campaigns where they pass out pamphlets to symbolize bad. They put bones and top skulls all over the package. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world spins. And every day they say, "Congrats, Gemini, you should take an aspirin. Twist the rest and describe your action. For my daily habits."
All right, people, we're going to do something real quick.
Timmy!
Finna call, make a call to Mr. George Donnelly. See if we can reach him real quick. Hold on. Hello? Yeah, I'm trying to reach George Donnelly.
Speaking.
Hey, how are you? This is DJ Smell So Good. I'm calling you from Wrecking the Game Radio. I'm a radio show host here in Tampa, Florida, and I'm actually participating in your We Won't Fly day.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm actually on air right now. I have you on air, and I'm on your website. I've actually pretty much covered the entire website from the video, pretty much from head to toe. I've already signed up. I sent you an email, I believe, telling you my plans, you know, for the map, and anybody want a carpool and stuff. So I've sent that. But I just want to, I guess, give me, what was your motivation for actually starting the site? And how did you actually find out about the body scanners and stuff?
Well, co-founder Jim Babb and I are both dads, so we don't want to risk our kids' future, you know, either from the health effects of the scanners or from the potential emotional trauma of the pat-downs, and not from, you know, the fake security theater either. All this giving up of our privacy isn't getting us more security.
Right.
And, you know, we really want more security.
Right. What, so as far as now, is there a website for like a list? Because I know I'll be in Tampa International Airport, but I haven't heard about the new image scanners actually being installed there. So I'm not sure if they are or they're not.
I'm not sure if they're there yet, but if not, they probably will be soon.
Okay.
So it's important either way, because even the passengers who go through there on their way back might have to go through a scanner or a pat-down at the other airport.
Right, right. And that's what I actually talked to a friend of mine yesterday who's in Las Vegas. And he was like, "Well, yeah, you know, I didn't even know about this, but I'm planning to travel." You know, he said, "I'm planning to fly to and see a couple of family members." And he said, "I wasn't even aware, you know what I'm saying, that this was actually going on." And I'm like, "Well, yeah, you know, I wasn't aware either, but this is, you know, this is something that's real." And anytime that you got, me personally, if you got CNN and you got universities that are doing reports about this, and people are blatantly just ignoring the fact that there's something wrong, because you got too many people actually saying something's wrong, and they still ignoring that, then yeah, that's definitely when, you know, we as a people have to come together. I mean, from all fronts, from all sides, and this affects all countries. It's not even just a United States thing. This is all countries, because you got people flying from, you know, Germany, Europe, and all these other places that are going to come here, and they are subjected to that, you know, and they need to know that.
You really get this issue. Not so many people do, but I can see you do.
Oh no, I covered the water issue. You know what I'm saying? When they BP so called came down and lied to us. You know what I'm saying? I went in depth and I did a whole 2-day show on that, you know,
uh-huh.
Just to try to wake people up on the awareness that your government will fucking kill you.
That's true. I mean, they're the people who covered up Agent Orange, depleted uranium, Gulf War syndrome, the BPA plastic. I mean, you know, they just can't be trusted with our health.
Right. Yeah, and it's just on and on and on. And I want to applaud you guys on the website. The website, you know what I'm saying, is excellent, very informative. You know, and I send a lot of people to check the website out, you know what I'm saying, and actually get signed up and stuff, you know. So I'm going to see what's going to happen November 24th, how long I'll actually last, you know, sitting inside the airport Because I plan on having my laptop set up with the webcam running. And, you know what I'm saying, I will be stopping a couple of people just to, you know, ask them, you know, just do you know, you know, or have you been through? That's my main questions. You know, do you know about the scandals, or have you been through them, or do you know about the new enhanced pat-downs?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And honestly, I found out there's a radio show host that went through out of Chicago. It was a black guy, you know what I'm saying? Kind of heavy set. He went through the scanners, and he's talking about this, and it's on his YouTube, and he's talking about the issue. And he said, yeah, man, when I went through, he said, I just flown through the same airport. And he said, within a couple of days, you know, I was flying back through the same airport. The same guy who you know, let me through the first time says, well, now we got new rules. There's new rules. Now there's the new enhanced pat-down. He was like, well, what is that? He was like, well, we can either do it out here, or we can take you in the back room and do it privately. And he was like, well, what does it entail? He was like, well, we're going to have to physically go into your pants with palm flat, and we'll have to go around the edges of your pants, and then we go down into your groin. And I'm like, whoa. He was like, what? And he was whatever you got to do, he was like, you got to do it out here, because you ain't going to take me behind doors. I ain't even doing anything. So he said when they did it, you know, and he was like, they claimed that it was only for people wearing sweatpants or loose pants. He said he had sweatpants on that weren't loose. They were just sweatpants. And he said they went fully into his pants, all the way around his waist, fully into his buttocks, fully down the sides of both his thighs. And he said it was the most embarrassing feeling that he ever felt. And he said people were looking at him, were all looking like, what the hell?
It's crazy. And, you know, the passengers are the most effective defense so far. The passengers stopped the underwear bomber. They stopped that last airplane from reaching the White House. Instead of empowering them, the TSA is humiliating them.
Well, yes, because that's because the passengers are fucking up their lives. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, y'all ain't going along with the game plan that we trying to get y'all to believe, that it's terrorists in disguise. There's no fucking terrorists. The only terrorists in disguise is the government.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You know, I've been covered that. You know what I'm saying? Stop pointing fingers at other countries. Other countries can't even get over to the United States. Look at the way we geographically are set. The United States is set away from countries the way you can't access directly. That's why we just so strategically set that we ain't worried about no other countries going to war with us. You got to go to hell and high water even to get over here, just like Japan did, and we knew about that.
Mm-hmm.
We knew about the Japan bombing. The president knew about it. He knew 2 hours before it was even finna happen that they was finna come over and bomb the shit out of us.
That's right.
So come on, people. I mean, you know, you just got to wake up. But we need more people like you and myself to, you know what I'm saying, to really put this stuff out here and don't be scared. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna die one day. You might as well die, you know what I'm saying, knowing that people wasn't completely blinded. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to take a stand because, you know, when you're on your deathbed, you want to be able to look back and say, I stood up for something important. I made a difference. I did my best.
Now, you're 941. Are you located out of Clearwater?
That's just a Skype number.
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought
I'm in South America right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
You ain't even in the United States.
I travel a lot. You can't take a train from South America to the United States. So.
Right, right. And that's what I was explaining. You know, it's like you can, you know, anywhere in the States, you know what I'm saying, if you can, you know, find another travel route. But I understand if you're going to Hawaii and, you know, these different countries, yeah, you're going to have to fly.
Yeah.
You know,
some people just can't stop flying.
Wow. Well, I mean, if you have any, you know, any other kind of information you want to put out there, this is your chance. I have a friend of mine that's actually in Seattle, Washington. We got Miss Heavenly Angel, and she's on the line, and she's been listening in. So,
DJ Smell, did you introduce yourself and let him know he's on the air?
Yeah. I did let you know that, didn't I, brother?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Okay, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't like to set people up. I try not to.
Oh, I know, that's right. I know you don't.
Yeah, I want to make sure you know exactly what I'm doing. But it's not a prank call, you know what I'm saying? I'm completely about getting this information out there.
Yeah,
and
the most important thing people can do right now is organize a local meetup on opt-out day and get some of our pamphlets and hand them out to the passengers so they can make an informed decision.
Oh, yeah.
Also, people can call the airlines. They can complain to the ACLU. And otherwise, you know, just share their stories and tell, you know, tell the people that need us as customers that we're not gonna patronize them unless they support us. That's the only power we got left is boycott.
Yeah, well, I mean, and it's sad that it had to start with you know, with the airlines, because we should have been, you know, it should have been boycotting, you know. I like this one picture where they got everybody's they in bras, they in their bras and panties. This is in Berlin.
Yeah, the pirate party.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, the pirate party. Oh,
gosh,
yeah.
That's a good one.
I like that. I like that. If I could organize something like that, but yeah, you know, I don't think they would want to see a black man in the middle of the airport in his skivvies. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not at least standing alone. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm here for
I'll join you.
We won't fly. Sir, let me talk to you to the side, please. Yeah. I mean, but
they're going to be taking you in a white coat, baby.
Hey, you know, stand for purification, but then they'll think I'm a terrorist again. Hey, look, he's in all white. What is he doing? So I just will be in the middle of the terminal with my computer set up, doing a live, loud broadcast to let pretty much everybody know what I'm doing, you know, so people won't be walking around strange. I'm on the radio. I'm on the radio. So if you'd like to listen in, matter of fact, I even have your information. So when I'm in the airport, you know what I'm saying, I'll probably end up either giving you a call back or giving your counterpart a call. And just to let you guys know, you know what I'm saying, the status of at least the Florida branch, of what is actually going on in the Tampa International Airport branch. You know,
yeah, that'd be great.
I can't speak for everybody else, but, you know, I am going to, and I have contacted my homeboy in California, in San Jose, California, who actually does some traveling. But he says he's actually not flying this time around, but he's going to pass the information on. So, you know, we're just trying to reach all facets of people. I'm black. That's a Mexican. My friend's white. So, I mean, we want to reach every nationality of people. You know what I'm saying? Because this is definitely who is affecting, you know, us. You know, damn the government. I'm going to opt out of the government if we could do that, you know, but.
Amen.
Yeah, we can't do it, so I am definitely with that. So
they're violating our privacy and dignity, and they're causing health risks to us. Do we have to sign a waiver? That's what
I
want to
know. Good question. And we're not getting any extra security in return.
Can I sue them if I get cancer?
And you can try, definitely.
The problem of that would be the cancer is going to kick in so later down the line.
You
know what I'm saying? That then they'll chalk that up to something else. You know what I'm saying? Besides, they're the problem.
But the frequent flyers, you know, if they tally up frequent flyers that are coming up with cancer years down the road, come on, you know?
Yeah, but you got to see the effects of years down the road. I mean, if we wait for years down the road, we're gonna be fucked up.
Hey, it was great talking to you, my friend.
Hey, thank you, thank you. All right, have a great day.
All
right,
you too. Bye.
All right. Great call. Shouts out to George Donnelly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for answering the phone. You know what I'm saying? You can hit him up at george.donnelly, D-O-N-N-E-L-L-Y, at gmail.com, or Jim Babb. That's that, or his name is James Babb. James, B-A-B-B, at mac.com. Inquiries in Spanish are accepted by George Donnelly. So if you speak Spanish, you can definitely call George. If you need any more information, go to wewontfly.com. Click on the link, and it's got a whole bunch of other links it'll take you to. Also, videos that you can check out to actually see exactly what is going on in You know what I'm saying? In the airports. You know, and believe you me, people, anything that's a scan, it stores the image. I don't give a fuck if they Thomas them, it's not. If that shit, you know what I'm saying, scans the image, it is recording that image. Whether it's for temporary or permanent, you know what I'm saying, is that's what it's doing. So, you know, this is National Outlay was first proposed at optoutday.com. Okay. This is another day.
Well, there was a nude protest in Germany on November 15th.
And I'm telling you, but see, these other countries, they can really, you know, countries can get away with that because they don't shun the sexuality like we do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Europe is very open on that, so that wouldn't even be surprised. I would be participating in that if I was there, honestly. I would be right there. You'd be like, damn, there's a black man alive. You're fucking right. You know what I'm saying? I'd be right there. You know, and that's just a belief. You know what I'm saying? And if I could do it here, you know what I'm saying, I would do it. You know? They got flight attendants that fight back. Has been fighting back against genitalia
knockdown
procedures. Wow. That's what I'm talking about. Fucking right, man. I think that's what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to just get down into my shorts, man, and fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Be a good citizen. Drop your pants. Posten runte. Let me translate that for all my people.
What was that movie that Arnold Schwarzenegger was in where they had those scanners before they came out years ago?
Total Recall. Just letting you know.
Was that Total Recall?
That was Total Recall. Yeah, with the full fucking
scanner.
That
was just a sign of the times to come.
Man, but this is the things about movies. The movies are just telling you their plans for their future. This is how we want the shit to look. You know what I'm saying? Now it's going to be up to y'all to accept this shit and think that it's cool, and then, you know what I'm saying, and then go ahead and let it through. But if you don't, you know what I'm saying, if we can't play it up to like it's cool and y'all actually see the true, you know what I'm saying, meaning and fucked upness of it, then we're going to have to find another way. You know what I'm saying? And they'll try to find another way to sell it. You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole thing. LASS, Lass die Hosen runter means drop your pants and be a, oh, okay, hold on. We got Braun.
Sounds German to me.
Yeah, I'm trying to read what she got painted on her body, though. But it says something, you know, drop your pants and be a good citizen. Verfluge. Something fucked the airport. I know Fluge is airport. That might be fucked the airport. You got damn right, man. They need to do this shit, though. Now, I applaud you, Frauls and Fraulines. Damn, chick is hot.
That's hey now.
You got to have one hot
hey
chick.
Hey now, stick
you know
to the subject
here. Oh, sorry. All right, yeah. That'll make me read, though. You know what I mean? Shit, what did she got?
Yeah.
I'll check that out. And Representative Ron Paul has introduced H.R. 6416, the American Traveler Dignity Act, in Congress. Please ask your U.S. representative to be a co-sponsor on this important legislation. As Ron Paul says, my legislation is simple. It establishes that airport security screeners are not immune from any U.S. law regarding physical contact with another person, making images of another person, or causing physical harm through the use of radiation-emitting machinery on another person. It means they are subject to the same laws as the rest of us. And you can go here to optoutday.com and actually read up on some more of that information. And if you haven't been on the show today, we've dropped a slew of links for you to go and check out. You can go and check out epic.org, E-P-I-C.org. It's also YouTube videos. You can just type into YouTube body scanners, and I guarantee it will pull up all millions and millions of videos that are currently in circulation, because they just started these videos. But how is the fact that, you know what I'm saying, they just started and they're not storing images, how do you have YouTube videos, you know what I'm saying, showing these different images? And that means that they have to be, you know what I'm saying, scanning them somehow. So you can go to a lot of different,
or something.
Yeah. Let's see. So let's see.
I just posted a link in there that a scientist is saying that the scanners, the airport X-ray scanners, is just as likely to kill you as a terrorist bomb.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking right. Be sure
that's
to write
scientist
Congress
speaking.
To let them know how you feel. I need to call my damn congressman and ask him about the shit, but I don't have enough time. But that's one thing we do need to do, is call your goddamn congressman and be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? To write your suit. Well, let me call my senator then. Fuck it, we'll call his ass up and ask him what's his opinion. What the fuck are they doing, you know what I'm saying, about it? Let me see, Florida. And here's a link for you, too, if you want to know. Actually, it's senate.gov. You can go to senate.gov. My senator is Nelson, Bill Nelson, which I did contact him before. And let's see if we can reach him again. Hold on.
I got my congressman.
In Bill Nelson's office. Right now, our lines are all busy because of a very high number of calls. If you'd like to leave a message after the tone, we'll make sure that Bill gets it. We cannot return all calls, though. But if you'd like a written response on a specific issue, you can send Bill an email by going to his website at billnelson.senate.gov and clicking on Contact Bill. That's billnelson.senate.gov. Thanks for calling.
Yes, Senator Nelson, this is a radio personality. I had called you previously in regards to the water issue due to the BP oil spill, and I actually had never received a call back. I'm now calling you in regards to the incident, the international incident in regards to our airport situation with the body image scanners. And I'd like to know what your stance is on this issue, and what you're doing or won't be doing on this issue as far as Florida is concerned. So if you please give me a call back on my radio show during my radio show hours, if possible. My radio show hours are Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The best time to call is really any time after 12 p.m. And you can call me at area code 347-237-5125. Again, that's 347-237-5125. This is a concerned citizen of Hillsborough County. I reside in Tampa, Florida, and I will appreciate a call back. Thank you.
To send your message, press 1. Send your thanks. Your message was sent. Thanks for calling. Goodbye.
God damn it. I'm trying to be motherfucking cordial with your ass and shit. Government can't even reach a goddamn senator. What kind of shit is that? You can't even reach your own senate.
They too busy to take a call.
You know what I'm saying? Who's McDermott? Is that your people? Okay.
He just got voted in. Yeah.
He just got voted in. Let's see if we can talk to him. Is that a black dude? That's a white dude. Oh, he got a nice suntan on. Let's see. Can I help you? How do I contact them, though? Where's his contact information? About Jim Biography. No, no, no. Contact Jim. Here we go.
There it is. I see it.
Yeah. All right. Let's give him a call. Hold on.
Thank you.
What happened?
And we're back. What happened to me? You wasn't on the line?
I was on the line. I didn't hear nothing.
Oh.
Nothing came
what?
Out. There was nothing, nothing on the show.
Oh, hell no.
Yep, and it said you had 55 minutes left on the show, and then it cut it off. So now that's over.
What the fuck? You mean that whole conversation? I thought you was hearing all of that.
I didn't hear nothing, and it
no.
didn't even go on air.
No fucking way. No fucking way, man. That is some whole bullshit.
What happened? What happened?
Oh, that's some fucking bullshit, man. Well, I talked to your Mr. McDermott's, I guess,
office.
Office. One of the secretaries in the office. And the dude talked to me. I mean, I just called the phone with the dude.
Damn.
And the dude was,
and we didn't hear one word of it.
Man, the dude was excellent, though. And honestly, he was like, you know, I'm not an avid traveler. He was like, and he said, I just been starting to hear about that here in the Seattle area. So they just starting to get the scanners in the airports. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they are.
Planning to use them. So what he said, he gave me the number to Cameron Blanchley, who was in Washington D.C. and he gave me his phone number. He said, and that's who was your congressman's press person. You know what I'm saying? We need to talk to about.
Oh, okay,
you know.
Okay, yeah.
And
okay.
So I'm like, okay, that's cool. But he was like, definitely call him because he's in D.C. and they he said they real. You know, good on answering questions. You know what I'm saying about those type of issues. And he was cool, man. I was, God damn it!
Yeah, we missed it.
Oh, God damn it!
What happened?
Oh man, that's fucked up. That is so fucked up, people. That is so fucking fucked up.
Well, you should.
Oh,
wow.
Man, that is so
fucking
fucked up.
You're going to have to continue this
up.
Tomorrow.
Damn. Yeah, because I'm going to end up calling Mr. Blanchley, Cameron Blanchley. So, you know, and he asked me where I was from. I told him my name, DJ Smells So Good. He laughed and shit. But he was like, that's cool, man. And he was like, you know, it's great what you're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? He was like, you know, because everybody do need to be informed. And, I mean, he talked to me, like, straight up, though. You know how last time I called the other little secretaries, they want to kind of be scared to talk and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but Seattle's like that, though. We're fighters. We got protesters here like you wouldn't believe.
What?
Yeah, we have street confrontations here all the time with the police.
Damn.
Constantly.
Right.
Yeah, Seattle is a fighter, I'll tell you. They fight.
Well... Press secretary. All right, people. Well, we will continue this on, you know what I'm saying, tomorrow's show. Damn it, though, man. I was so upset. I have to make sure the next time, because I sworn I clicked over
nope.
And you was there.
Nope, I was not there. Next time, half there.
Yeah,
I'm
going to have to do that. I should have queued up the porn music, but I just wanted straight conversation, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
And,
well, I don't know if it ended up on your end of the show, but I didn't hear anything on air. It was dead air for the last 4 or 5 minutes.
Motherfuck, man.
Yeah, you didn't see me in the chat room telling you either, did you?
No, because, you know, when I be on the phone, I be into the, you know what I'm saying?
I got you, yeah. Well, you can call tomorrow. Shoot.
Yeah, people
got a
get
good
right
live
tomorrow.
One, and damn, didn't even get it on.
Yeah, man. Damn, I just knew that
was
on.
I was thinking too. It said like you had 55 more minutes. I was like, what? I thought he only had 2 or 3 minutes, and then it closed out.
And you, I thought it was only like 3 minutes left.
Yeah, there was about 6 minutes when you left. 6 minutes left. And didn't come back on.
Oh, man. All right,
I don't
well,
even know. I don't even know if this is on right now.
Yeah, well, the show is over now. Yeah, it's just the after hours.
Yeah, it's gone.
Well,
tomorrow,
people,
man, you got to continue that one.
It's Thanks for Nothing Thursday. We're talking about your airports. You know what I'm saying? You know how we get into it, people. And make sure you check out www.wewontfly.com. And, you know, if you want, you can definitely contact George. He's in South America. Not sure where Jim is at. And we'll probably end up calling Jim tomorrow to get his, you know, get his half on it and his opinions and feelings on it. And then go into some, you know, more in-depth conversation. But I should be on time. I actually had to run out. And I was supposed to start the show at 12:30. But when I went to go submit the damn show, the fucking Blog Talk shit just hung there. And then when it went and submitted, it's talking about your shit is in the past. I'm like, well, goddamn, if you would have did it on time that I submitted the bitch, I would have been right there and I would have started the show at 12:30. But it's all good. Everything happens for a reason. Thank the Lord.
That's,
you know,
the truth.
For,
that's the truth.
You know, for the show just going on. At least we here. All right.
Amen.
So we're going to crank this thing back up tomorrow, people. Y'all tune in. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smells So Good. Heavenly Angel as a sidekick, because you're coming at the bullshit, kick you in your goddamn side. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? What's up to, should I say, shit, I forgot. Konnichiwa, fuck it. The cyanide out there, you know what I'm saying? Forgot the damn languages. My brain is fucked up on languages.
He's missing in action right now.
So it's all good. Hey, you know, we almost back, people. We almost back, all right? And see you guys on the flip side, and that's tomorrow, all right?
Love.
That's real. We out, and this is Jet Set and myself, Gangsta Party on us, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? On the U.S.
That's right. When Martin Lee Anderson went to the boot camp one day and came out dead that same day, I know then they was having a gangsta party on us. They're having a gangsta party on us at our expense. I'm yelling black power, pledging my allegiance to free. Against the politics, my flow is positive. I'm a leader, looking to cross the line. It's kind of charge the cost to y'all. Coming up off and now I'm the boss. Backstab for the riches, they turn to snitches. What goes up is coming down, might as well face your sentence. Of lifelong visions without a limit. To the effect, so don't hold your breath or you be swimming in death. The dollar you claim is mere stature, a fear factor. I'm all about the promised land. The hereafter, keep up my face and face my pace. Get on my way, cause time's a waste. And hours for the valor, and your minutes for the minutes. Those seconds are indefinite, so watch how you're living. And signs all here, it is blind to the ear. Deaf to your eyes, open your mind, see it clear. Stay strong.
Murder remix! Murder! Just like Caru said! Murder! Murder remix! That's right. It seems like I met you in this world before. I never seen you. Martin Anderson, you can rest now. We'll take up your slack. We know what they did to you. They murdered you.
It ain't nothing but a gangster party on us. So I stick to the Lord, to the God I trust. And it's time for some action, no time for relaxing. The jack is going crazy, they trying to keep us on our back. And it's time for some change. Since way back, they've been off the chain. Trying to brainwash us and keep us slanging the cane. So I pray to the Lord that he help us maintain.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Help us, Lord.
Ain't nothing but a job, sir, and a slave cat.
This is real gangster. Now Jennifer Porter skating, white girl raping. They caught up in the season, all of the dough they say they taking. It's time for some change, or let me get some change. So I can get up on the bus to Tallahassee. Have a sit in with my brothers and sisters. Show you we ain't kidding and you can't dismiss us. And either stop the violence or we're about to get vicious.
For
some change, let's take it back in the days before we rock gold teeth and chains and get our minds right.
Get ourselves some businesses to keep our grind on tight. Ignite, cause somebody gotta spark the flame to start the fight. Take a step back and let the world see it was built by flight. And we made everything from mouse track to stop light, to stop killing my people, fight the fight.
Oh, what I'm saying, nothing but a gangsta party on us. Nothing but a gangsta party on us. Murdering us on the U.S. Murdering us on the U.S. Hey,
after me, will you please let me meet you? I want to meet you. You're a wonderful person. It seems like I know you. I never seen you. You're a wonderful person. God sent you to the world for a symbol. You're a symbol. Your symbolness would last forever. Marley Anderson, oh, you so much like Martin Luther King. Your death. It's not in